Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. YouTube watch, be watching in a moment. I'm going to show you a little bit of Zelensky over the weekend, and this got underplayed. You won't understand a word unless you can translate, I think, from Ukrainian. But we have a guest coming on about Ukraine at 12:30, with a lot of knowledge on this, where Zelensky says he doesn't know where the $177+ billion went. He might know about 70 billion of it. Where's the rest of the money? Just as we've talked about with foreign aid and countries like Ukraine, the nonsense around this. I'll play that in a moment, just so you hear him talking about it and you can visualize it. But a couple of breaking stories. One, Mexico says a month pause. Now, I am not going to raise the flag and salute and say this tariff stuff, which I'm not fully bought into. China, what President Trump did before the first time around. But I don't get the tariff with Canada. So I'm not going to just be waving the flag and endorsing it. But Mexico has agreed to send 10,000 National Guard to the border around the fentanyl issue. There's another angle to the fentanyl issue, though, that I saw today that I'll tell you about, that is involved in what Trump is trying to negotiate, that I do fully agree with, to stop this unfair playing field. So there's a lot of balls in the air. President Trump to speak at 3 o'clock today with Canada's Trudeau. Canada is not responsible for fentanyl. So it's a little bit hard to understand, is this because of the Canadian imbalance? They're included in this with Mexico. Mexico's the problem. Now, we've declared these cartels domestic terrorists. They are. We ought to move to take them out in Mexico. Because Mexico is, look, I've been there. And even at that point in time, they seem to be somewhat wanting to deal with them, but they're unable. They're a narco state. They're afraid themselves. So sending 10,000 Mexican troops to the border is a good start. There'll be a pause. America agreed to be tougher on stopping high-powered weapons from coming into Mexico. Well, shutting down the border is a good thing, but the flow into Mexico is a little bit different. So Trudeau tells the Canadians to boycott U.S. products. So we're into this fully. There's a reason why in most polling, it's around 35-38% of people that support this. If you do, 855-839-1210, it's because it's damaging. With a country like Colombia, it was a brilliant ploy because we knew what Colombia would do. So do we want to go through a long battle with Canada, for example, over this? Now, with China, I think this is a necessary weapon given what they're doing around fentanyl. Will this force China to capitulate a bit on that? I don't think so. All right, so the other breaking story. Governor Murphy, I'm looking at more accounts than I had a moment ago because there's been an update on this. Governor Murphy announced yesterday that, and you heard the hemming and hawing in this about somebody that is not quite up to snuff with what they'd like their immigration status to be. What does that mean? He and his wife are allowing to live over their garage. Now, is that the garage in Italy, the $7 million villa that he goes to once a year? No, probably not that one. I don't think it's Drumflocket. That would be interesting if it was. I think it's his private mansion. Here's where this plays out right now, other than the insufferable arrogance of this man. Where this plays out now is every gubernatorial candidate should be asked about this if the media is doing their job. And if they won't answer, mark them down for their endorsing this. They think it's appropriate, this defiance. Now, I believe this is a felony. I believe this is a moment. I don't see the downside in taking Murphy on over this. He's putting this woman at risk by blabbing this. Here's what Murphy said in listening to the hemming and hawing around this.
Tammy and I were talking about, I don't want to get into too much detail, but there's someone in our broader universe whose immigration status is not yet at the point that they are trying to get it to. And we said, you know what, let's have her live at our house above our garage. And good luck to the feds coming in to try to get her.
Good luck to the feds coming in. Well, I think this demands that Murphy give up more specifics on this. Now, is he trying to bait them into saying, see, they're going after this woman. All she needed was this one form. Is that what we're dealing with here? Why make that public? Because he does stuff like this. Because he has nothing else at this point. Because this attracts attention to it. Because he thinks this will rally people in New Jersey. Now, last night, the Democrats held their first primary debate, and they did not, in Jersey, for governor, they did not move away from any of the woke stuff or anything else that I could tell you about. They had a whole gaggle of people. I think tomorrow night is the Republican primary debate, but all these people, the four Republicans and the six or eight, whatever it is, Democrats ought to be asked about this question about what Murphy's doing. Do you support this? Is this the type of action you might take as a governor? Now, this really, even with the lazy media that's progressive in Jersey, this really sets this up toward the notion that, you know what, you're going to have to give us more on this. Do you support this? And if you say no comment, we take that means you support what he's doing, at least the defiance in broad terms you might be supporting. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. This will be cut 9. I'm going to stop it at some point, but just so you can see how real this is. Here is Zelensky, and you can follow this. You can watch this on YouTube. Sitting there with some media members in Ukraine, saying, well, he doesn't know where the lion's share of the $177 billion is. He can only account for about $70 billion that we sent to Ukraine. Cut 9.
Тому що там різна допомога. Дивіться.
Pause. Where do we spend it?
Раніше чув, і сьогодні ми чуємо від Сполучених
Штатів. I don't think it was that.
Що Америка дала Україні сотні мільярдів.
All right. So if you translate Ukrainian, you might have it a little bit broad, more broadly. But the point is, here he is in front of the media telling them that, hey, he does not know where a great amount of this money is. Now, we have a guy coming on, international lawyer Bob Amsterdam at 12:30. He's been on with me before, who talks about the religious abuses, shutting down churches, shutting down just everything that Zelensky doesn't like in Ukraine. That's going on. It's kind of underplayed. But I'll ask him about this. I'll ask him also about Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, apparently, tomorrow, at least some are saying her confirmation vote will be tomorrow in committee. We don't know if it's going to be secretive or not. And RFK Jr.'s is scheduled for tomorrow. I put it at 50-50, he gets through. This guy, Cassidy, could stop it. Now, there would be another chance at it, and Cassidy would be in deep trouble as a Republican. But if I had to guess, I think he might vote against RFK Jr. Okay, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Henry, is this Cut 7? Is this Kenyatta, Malcolm Kenyatta?
I don't know that off the top of my head. No, I have no idea.
Well, he's a Philadelphia, but it was a DNC guy. Yeah. Now, this guy, Malcolm Kenyatta, has been wildly progressive. He ran for every office imaginable. Listen to him try to explain gender. The DNC said they're going to double and triple down. They put David Hogg in there, or Hogg, the survivor. Well, I don't know if he was any really near it, of the shooting in Florida, if you remember. And he is a guy on the Second Amendment, particularly, that's radical. So why are they doing this? Well, they're just saying we're going to continue the same tactic. And we think somehow or another, people are going to move away from Trump. So listen to this explanation. This guy's the new DNC chair. He's from Philadelphia. He's a representative. He's been on the show before. Here's what he says about gender.
Our rules specify that when we have a gender non-binary candidate or officer, the non-binary individual is counted as neither male nor female, and the remaining six offices must be gender balanced. With the results of the previous elections, our elected officers at this point are currently two male and two female. In order to be gender balanced, we must have had one male, one female, and one person of any gender.
All right, so we're doubling down. I don't know about the fourth person there. We're going to continue to play the gender game. All right, let me give you the side question. We'll take your calls today. Montgomery County, I'm not sure if this is gender, is hosting in the very near future, we saw the other day, a big, by the way, I was told the guy that the Mr. Softy truck guy deeply wants to be governor, the head commissioner out there in Montgomery County. The guy that is just cartoonish is going to run for governor once Shapiro hangs it up. I know it's down the road, but that's what you're going to see. They are holding their name change clinic. So our little spinoff of that, we'd like to hear a name from you today. And it's all in the telling, all in the story that has the in it, in the person's name. For example, they could be called the Bard, meaning Shakespeare, or they could be called Alexander the Great or of. Now, of course, we'll take Jesus of Nazareth off. Joan of Arc. I mean, those are two obvious ones that are not going to be the winner. So, Henry, what's yours today? The or of? What do you want to go with?
How about the Say Hey Kid, the late, great Willie Mays, one of, if not the best ball players of all time.
Right. The can be at the beginning rather than at the end.
Yes. And we'll take another one off.
Well, first
middle
of all,
here.
I would just say officially on the show, he is the greatest player in baseball history.
All right.
Without a doubt, there's... It's not even essentially that close.
I'm more of a Hank Aaron guy, you know, the namesake and everything.
Yeah,
so,
I hear you. He's great, without a doubt. But the drama, the playing center field, that's what does it, I think.
Yeah. I can agree with you there on that much. All right, but anyway, the other one I'll take off is the inspiration behind Dracula, and that would be Vlad the Impaler.
That's always a great one. How many guys have the Impaler around their name? So, okay.
Not many.
Okay, so it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is push #1210. Dan, do you have one?
Yeah, I got a couple of them. Dom, how about The Rock from the world of WWE?
The Rock is a great one, yes.
And how about, are we taking a Spanish translations?
Sure.
How about El Chapo?
Yes. Chapo. Yeah, whatever that Chapo stands for.
And we're sticking with Spanish translations. Let's go with El Matador. The Matador, that being the Don. How about Luka Doncic?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, some fat guy who'll break down in about a year and a half. Yes.
I figured you'd have that take on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's horrible.
Seen enough of it in town.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my God, but they got taken here. I don't get it. Why you
Such
would go with that, but okay.
Oh,
855-839-1210. You get on board. You can hit us with that at the end of your call. So only 38% in various polls. So let's put it 35 to 40% support the tariff thing with Trump. Appears to be working with Mexico. Is it on paper? Even Maria Bartiromo, I'll play you her coming up. No bigger Trump supporter. Told Trump, this is unnerving the markets. I don't like the tariff strategy overall. There's a reason why this has not worked before. Again, somebody go at Colombia, yeah. Mexico? Did Mexico blink here? Maybe. But you see the difficulty with Canada here, because what is this based on with Canada? Mexico, we have a real gripe. That is fentanyl. China. Why only 10% with China? I would put it up more with China. China is the real enemy at the end. All right, so 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do, you get in first, push pound 12.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
10. All right, Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. 855-839-1210. So Bill Devlin, just back from Syria, texted me over the weekend, reminding me that this Friday, and we'll try to have the dad on, is the birthday of the officer Fitzgerald, Sergeant Fitzgerald at Temple, and that February 18th was the day that he was murdered in cold blood. And Larry Krasner will not go with the death penalty, not anywhere near the death penalty. But I'll tell you what Krasner is really going to go after here. Krasner over the weekend told the Inquirer that if you want to do Nazi stuff, meaning the deportations, don't come to Philadelphia. We're not going to allow people to put on jack boots and gray uniforms, the Kras said. Local elected officials cannot be forced to comply with the Trump administration's Nazi stuff. Local law enforcement can not volunteer. I'm sure I stand with all my colleagues. Maybe there's some local jackboots and gray uniforms that march behind us, but not us. And then he threw the Proud Boys in here, Larry, at the end. Any ICE agent, any Proud Boy who thinks hate crimes are cool, thinks I can get away with anything because there's a king in D.C. No, you can't. That's not how it's going to work. Try me. Always were trying him, except vicious killers. Now, apparently over at Temple, one of them appears to be a student, at least one or two, and one filming, pretended to be ICE agents. Now, again, word of warning with this. This is not going to be Matt Temple all over this, you know, and I get it. Okay. Student might be kicked out of school, etc. Watch Krasner on this one, though. Now, somebody murdering somebody, some vicious drug dealer. Yeah, well, life happens. This, though, is the end of the world. Not good. Don't be doing this. It's not what we want to be seen as doing here. Okay. So we'll have more on that as it develops. But I really liked what Sean Duffy, the head of the transportation, Department of Transportation, said over the weekend. He started to go through some of the things before we move on that happened in this horrific plane crash in over the Potomac. And he said there's a time and place for military training. Now, when I came on and talked about this week, the day after, as things were developing, I thought there'd be people going after me. How dare you? The military should train wherever they want to train. No, they shouldn't. I was trying to find, is there any combat readiness, like a crowded area? No, just the fort's there. The helicopters are there. So they were going to train there. Not appropriate. We shouldn't be doing this. It's already too crowded. That's one thing to filter out. This FAA regulation that allowed the head guy in the tower to send somebody home and make one person do two things ought to be fired. The regulation ought to be taken away, and that should be done by Congress as quickly as possible. Well, we're busy with other stuff. Well, then shut up. If you can't do something like this and say no, you're not going to be doing that. The next level is hearings immediately on why they don't have enough people as air traffic controllers. It appears to be true that they were not going to accept white guys as air traffic controllers at a certain point, it wasn't diverse enough. So we end up with the same situation here. Are these things going to be remembered in this news cycle, though? Probably not. But I would like to see Pete Hegseth order the military stop all the training over the Potomac. No, don't do it. Do it somewhere else. If sadly something goes wrong with a helicopter, for example, well, that's bad, but you're not crashing into innocent people on a plane. Why were we doing that? Well, you don't understand. We're not going to be Buffalo, but you're going to have to prove that you should have had a helicopter in there. Those are just a few of the takeaways. The DEI piece is there, putting more stress on the system. Of course, this didn't have to happen. Are we going to figure out why the pilots were so high as far as altitude and why they didn't take evasive maneuvering here? Is it they thought when they talked to you see the jet, they met the other jet that may have been landing? My God. This is just taken too cavalierly. That's the bottom line on this. You can't trust the people involved in this. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. I'm monitoring to see the next wrinkle in Murphy harboring someone who's here illegally. Now, is Murphy trying to make a point that this is just a mix-up, that the person is really just sort of here legally and they're waiting for final documentation to have ICE raid it to make a point? Well, federal government ought to be able to figure this out. They ought to surveil first, and then they ought to move on this. And again, will the media in Jersey say that Murphy is putting himself above the law? Isn't that what they're doing? And the wife? That's exactly what they're doing. And they're putting this woman at risk to be arrested for their virtue signaling or whatever they're trying to provoke here. So you don't want to go in guns a-blazing, so to speak, now. Check it out. Figure out what the best strategy is. And then move on it. As much as I can tell about this, it seems to be over the garage at his mansion, not at Drumflocket, which is a very nice place. I was there during the McGreevy years.
You hang out there, you know?
Yes, that's when Jim McGreevy, we had a female, attractive female program director, says, Dom, when she went to the bathroom, how do you get any work done? Wow. And here he's gay. Oh, I didn't know anything. I don't know he was gay.
Was he trying too hard? Is that what was going on there? He's trying.
Well,
to
I thought it was kind of unusual. Like, he didn't know me that much.
No, we don't say that over here.
And I've attacked him a number of times. I'm, of course, thinking they're miking me up here. They're trying to get me in some kind of sexual harassment. I don't know. Whatever do you mean? She's a female. No. She's a coworker. I don't go by genders.
That's hilarious.
There you go. All right, let's go to Charles in Orland to start off on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I think I saw to check into that and then call Murphy's Bluff.
Yeah, well, it has to be carefully done. We got to see exactly what does he mean this woman is missing. Is he trying to get them to come flying in, you know, as if she were a criminal? But no, they should do that. Or they ought to ask him, well, what's the status? We don't, and if he doesn't answer, well, then they got to surveil and they have to do something about it. But Charlie, this is going to play out in the governor's race. I bet these Democrats are sweating right now because every one of them is going to be asked, if you were governor, would you do something like this?
Yeah, and as far as Montgomery County, what they're doing here is just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, well, I heard pretty reliably over the weekend at an event that this guy wants to be governor. Can you imagine the Mr. Softy truck guy across the Commonwealth? Charlie, what's your answer for the side question?
I know he didn't like it, but Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, Wilt did not like Wilt the Stilt. You know, it's one of those, I don't know, the first guy. There were so many other things you could have done with Wilt, Mr. 20,000, but
yeah, it does kind of portray you as frail and thin and, just generally.
Well, he didn't want to be known for his real height. I think his real height was well over 7 feet. I saw him up pretty close, and he was every bit of 7 feet.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what Kevin Durant does. Like, he's listed at 6'9", but he's not.
Wilt was 7 feet. So, okay, Wilt is Stilt, though. Sometimes these are nicknames, sports. Sometimes they're fictional. give us one of. I'm particularly interested in of, like Jesus of Nazareth, Dom of South Philly. There you go. Hit us with that, and we'll get your name ready to go into the hat. All right, coming up, I played you Zelensky talking about not knowing where, well, it's hard to, he doesn't know about maybe $100 billion. Where did it go? I didn't see that. I only know about $70 billion. But a lot more is going on in Ukraine than that. There's a lot of suppression of religion. We talked about this with a special guest, international lawyer extraordinaire Bob Amsterdam will be with us in a moment. And he told us about this happening a year or so ago, I think it was, at least a year. And Ukraine, with Trump so far, not much happening, not much movement there. But we'll talk to Amsterdam about that. But if you're just joining us, Murphy blurting out, well, he seems like he wanted to be known. They're harboring someone here illegally over his garage. They have a room there. 855-839-1210. Jump on board on Talk Radio 12.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tap. All right, this is Dom. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. Big issues, big guests. Bob Amsterdam is an international lawyer. He seems to be sporadically back here in the United States. That's when he's joined us. Here's a recent white paper prepared by Amsterdam and partners. Ukraine is complicit in the wholesale suppression of religious freedom. In January 2023, the Ukrainian government proposed legislation to ban the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, a major Christian denomination with a long history. And then he goes through talking about that. I just played you Zelensky talking about not knowing where is this $177 billion. I never saw that. I only know about $70 billion. My goodness. All right, let's go to attorney Bob Amsterdam on Talk Radio 1210. Bob, welcome back to the States. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Bob, we played over the weekend Zelensky talking about how they don't know where $177 billion is. So Ukraine strikes me as a place where a lot of stuff can happen and nobody knows anything, except it's probably not good. We talked about the suppression of religion. What's the latest on that?
Well, I have to tell you, I was in Ukraine almost a year ago now, visiting priests who had been beaten, tortured, jailed, having their churches stolen by ultra-right forces, members of a competing, a new state church. Our church is 1,000 years old. The Ukrainians, with the assistance of American money, set up a new church with the assistance of our former Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, and Ms. Newland from the State Department. They set up a new state-sponsored church, and that church is out to destroy this 1,000-year-old church, fabricating allegations of Russian relationships and whatever, which is complete garbage, and using that as a pretext to steal real estate, as I said, beat up, torture, and jail innocent priests. I tell you, it's so shocking. It so defies imagination that U.S. tax dollars are being spent persecuting Christians in Ukraine.
Now, Bob, what about the new administration? On your white paper, you have a link to J.D. Vance on this whole matter. What about Vance on this?
Listen, I have nothing but the highest regard for Vice President Vance. He spoke out in the Senate when no one would. I can't tell you how many senators we pounded on their doors. Democrats wouldn't even meet us. It was completely shameful. You would think I was representing Adolf Hitler in Tel Aviv. I mean, these people would not speak to me.
So, Bob, their argument, and let's go back to that, is that Putin and the Orthodox Church in Russia are a branch of his, geopolitical military. And that's all that Ukraine is doing. Is that their argument on this? That's all they're trying to rein this church in for?
So, you know, it's frankly so much crap. I mean, there is absolutely, and I can say this, absolutely, the people I've met, and remember, I'm banned from Russia. I defended Putin's opponents. I was arrested at 2 a.m. I'm the least sympathetic individual to Mr. Putin, but trying to turn these innocent priests into enemies of the state is shocking. And not only that, by the way, the passage by the Ukrainian parliament of a bill to ban a church is illegal, criminal, and has not been done in Europe since the Nazis. So you got to ask yourself, if somebody you think is committing treason, well, you charge them and you put them in jail and you give them a fair trial. You don't ban an entire church. You don't engage in collective punishment. This is a crass political ploy by Zelensky, who is appealing to the ultra-right nationalists in his own country. It's a political ploy, and he doesn't care if he's taking and destroying this 1,000-year-old critical piece of Ukrainian culture. And by the way, we're the majority church. The people fighting his war on the front lines are our church members.
So at the end of this white paper, you're urging people to contact President Trump, J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Rubio on this. Have you gotten any signal or any word from J.D. Vance since he was even as a senator on board?
You know, as I said, one of the things we try to do, we don't want to be very political. We, you know, our position is bringing it to their attention. So, yes, we've sent copies, but, you know, these are important men with important missions. And while I believe our case is important, they're just beginning the transition. And I don't want to irritate people. We have until May before this church is completely destroyed. I'm coming back in a few weeks. I'm hopeful to try to meet some people. As I said to you, people a year ago wouldn't meet with me here. You would think we had some sort of typhus. They were so afraid of offending this man Zelensky that in the United States they turned into a god, that they were afraid of meeting a representative of Ukraine's majority church.
Do you find this would seem to be a 60 Minutes piece? But Bob, do you find the media reluctant because they're pro Zelensky on this, and they don't want to hear anything that chips away at that?
Let me tell you something. The Washington Post did a hit piece on me talking about whether I should apply for FARA. I had been telling them and introducing them to priests who were locked in their homes, priests who were being sent to Russia criminally as hostages. They didn't want to hear any of it. It's the same thing with all the big papers. Their reporters are writing books about the wonders of Ukraine, and they literally are propagandists, and they do not want to hear the truth of what's happening. Now, I happen to support Ukraine and its legitimate fight for survival. No question, I support the army. I have a lot of issues about this man, Zelensky, and how he's taken away freedom of speech, elections, media. I mean, it's incredible. It is a police state. I've been followed by their police. I've had a criminal investigation opened against me. I wasn't sure I'd get out of that country without being arrested. And my entire basis for being there was to defend a church. It was incredible.
Bob, for listeners, would you say the best place to go is the Save the UOC website, savetheuoc.com?
Absolutely. That's the best place. And please, I beg them to please speak to their religious leadership, who could then perhaps exert some pressure on the Ukrainians. You know, our interest is not on U.S. policy. It's on Ukrainian policy. We want Ukraine to stop doing this to their church.
Absolutely. SaveTheUOC.com. Bob, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Right.
Bob Amsterdam here. We've talked with him several times. Same kind of issue, just getting worse. SaveTheUOC.com. I think J.D. Vance will be the guy that you'll see in this that will be knowledgeable on it, and you'll hear a little bit more about it. All right. 855-839-1210. That's the way that you get on board. The Diane Cardano event over the weekend was tremendous, even more than usual. So when we tell you about Diane Cardano selling your home, people there really got a lot of great information about how do you do that. Met a lot of listeners. Thank you for coming out. And again, we periodically will be doing this. Okay, the side question today, coming off this Montgomery County, more name changes. A name with the or of. The could come before, it could come toward the end. That's what we're looking for. Let's go to Chris in Malvern. And Chris, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris.
Hi. I bet Donald or President Trump probably has somebody monitoring your show. So I'm going to make a suggestion that he extend the tariff to every Canadian professional hockey player because they're all a bunch of deadbeats who don't pay income tax anyway. And that'll put some pressure on them.
I have to check on that.
The Flyers.
I didn't know that they didn't pay income tax. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I read.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris. What's your answer on the side question?
Well, this is the third time I've carried the cross, only to be crucified by Dan.
Yes.
But back in the 70s, Bruce Springsteen really was the boss.
Oh, here we go again. All right, the boss.
Wait, Chris is calling from Malvern. He's in Pennsylvania. Like, he doesn't have a stake in this fight, and he's still doing this.
Well, he's, the boss is universal. Maybe he grew up in Jersey. I don't know.
Not universal. Come on, he's Jersey specific.
All right.
It's in the tri-state area.
The tri-state area. Okay. That's what we're looking for. The boss is a good example of the. I need some more ofs, though. The ofs might be a little bit harder. I don't know how you get the of. I haven't heard of an of recently in the last 10 years or so.
They've only been anointed on this show, Joe of Exton. Joe
of Exton. Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Joe of Exton, though, sounds biblical, you know, like he's back there in Palestine or something. All right. Yeah. You don't hear the of as much, and I don't know when that stopped. The, yeah, you got that. Coming up, we're going to talk with Beth Ann Rossico. Always a great update. These people in Chester County, Scott Presler's on today. I'm getting an update. Chester County's going to be red by the end of this year, if not sooner. Here you got a great group through a church providing helpful, warm meals, as I understand it, to individuals down on their luck. And the county people come in and say, nope, not going to be doing that anymore. Violation of something or other that has nothing to do with any reality.
Healthy.
All right. So that this will be, yeah, it's helpful.
Healthy,
but that's
healthy.
Yeah. Now, healthy is what you'll be if you eat a healthful meal. Okay. The Cardano event, though, Diane's the go-to. That's where you want to go constantly. Nothing yet, though. This is a big moment here where President Trump talked with the Mexican president, and now we have a month pause. She says they'll send 10,000 National Guard to the border. I'll give you a little bit later his brilliant column today about how the Chinese, just by one tax break, are able to flood America with fentanyl. It has something to do with taxation that they get away with that American companies can't. Look, I know people get it because of Trudeau. I get it. The whole Trudeau stuff. But the enemy here is China. They're the enemy of the world. They only have the 10% tariff. Not exactly understanding that. But for Mexico now, it's paused. Trump talks with Trudeau at 3 o'clock today. No, they don't want to become a state. It'll be about the tariff. We'll see if that eases it, but the markets are not having any of it. We'll play you Maria Bartiromo coming up, asking Trump about that, and she's as pro-Trump as they come. It's worked with Mexico a bit today. Is this a good move, though? We know this whole tariff thing ends badly for everybody. It just does. It's been proven. You can bully a country like Colombia. Canada, maybe Trump senses is on the ropes, Trudeau on the way out. Will they cave like the Mexicans sort of gave ground? 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So we have Phil Murphy at this event yesterday, trying to get more information on that, blurting out, well, this woman might have, could have, is close to being here legally, but she's not. So we just said, we'll let you hole up in our mansion in Jersey above the garage, even though you're here illegally. That's right. And I'd like to see the feds do something about that. So, you know, I haven't seen as much media coverage of this. The Inquirer, I'm looking. This is not a big deal. You have a sitting governor, major state. Say to the feds, no. No, they're willing to come into churches and schools. Certainly they can go in above Phil Murphy's garage. Here's Fetterman again, though. And Fetterman has a different take on this. Once again, I got to say, he sees this pretty clearly. Here's Fetterman over the weekend.
So what obligations do or don't you think local officials have with respect to the feds and these deportations?
I hope every local official would agree that anyone here, any of the migrants that are here with criminal backgrounds or engaging in criminal behavior, I think they should support that. Now, if ICE comes to round them up, I hope they would provide that kind of support. I certainly would never support terrorizing otherwise innocent migrants in those kinds of situations or kicking in a door at a school. But I think you can all agree that every migrant here with a criminal background or engaging in criminal behavior should all needs to go.
Pretty blunt. For the Democrats, this guy really a Democrat? All right, so he gets it. Yet I'm reading the Delaware County newspaper today. Trump's mass deportations order comes with questions and concerns in Delaware County. And a guy that I'd like to get on board is the mayor of Kennett Square, where he seems to be all over the map and says, well, it's a broken system. No, Mr. Mayor, it's you need mushrooms picked. That's why Houlihan voted against Lake and Riley. That's why she did it. They're all in it together out there in Chester County, at least the significant numbers of people. They want that labor to be there for those mushrooms, and that's it. So we've invited him on. We'll see if he comes on and says it's a broken system. Nobody in Washington has the desire in fixing it. Now, the system's not broken. The system is you go through the legal channels to come here. You don't get across the border, and we don't continue to have all this invasion. That's not a broken system. That's pretty clear. This is the reference point. Mary Gay Scanlon also in the paper saying relatively the same thing. And we're going to resist this. Well, I'm saying don't rush in to Phil Murphy's garage. Surveil it. Ascertain what you can about the background of the woman they're allowing to defy the law. And then make a judgment to go in and arrest. And if Murphy or Mrs. Murphy interfere, then arrest them also. Now, this is gold with these Democrat candidates for governor. What are they going to say about it? Tomorrow night, Matt Rooney, and we'll get him on. Matt is going to be one of the people that are on the debate panel for the Republican primary. And Democrats have to be asked about this, too. There's one Republican, I think, the guy Bramick. I don't know. He might not say to arrest this woman, to move on this, that you can't allow the governor to act in this manner. What are Democrats going to say about it? And again, I think Homan and ICE know about this now. I think they're doing the right thing, though. I think they're looking to figure it out before they move in. And I applaud them. How close is this woman? What is it that she's missing to be here legally? Tom in Marlton's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon, Dom and Dan.
Well, good to have you back, Tom. How are things?
It's always nice to talk to you guys. Things are good. You know, it's a Monday, back to work. But, hey, we're still here. That's what counts.
All right. Who's your what's your
Well, I just want to say one thing, Dom. The I have a lot of liberal friends that are going crazy right now, and but they all seem to bring up the same thing. How can you have voted for a convicted felon? But and correct me if I'm wrong, but in that kangaroo court that convicted him,
right?
Didn't the judge, before the trial even started, didn't the judge come out and say, oh, yeah, I think he did some things wrong?
Right. Well, we haven't gotten the sentence yet. So for your friends, Tom, there's no conviction fully until you get the sentencing here. And this is kind of up in the air whether they ever will sentence him.
Exactly. And the judge's daughter is a big time a Democrat, right?
Huge,
fundraiser?
Huge fundraiser. There's a lot of stuff involved with that. Yep, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So Tom, give us your side.
Yes, we're going to go with one of the all time greats, arguably, you could say, one of the greatest ever to play the game. But back, one of his nicknames back in the day, it was the Sultan of SWAT.
Very good. Yeah. Now, that's not like Wilt Stilt. The Sultan of SWAT. I don't know if Babe Ruth minded that one or not. All right. That's a good one, though. That gets the of in there. So we got some ofs. 855-839-1210. Beth Ann Rossica is next. Writes at Broad and Liberty. She's got a story of a church group feeding people, doing it well. No problems. And then suddenly the Chester County authorities say, no, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. She's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.